Thank you, Sater, a.k.a. No, I mean, Scott, a.k.a. Sater69.
Sater, a.k.a. Impaler, a.k.a.
Yeah, and a.k.a. Gold Bond, poster right. child.
All right, here's the next one. I have no idea.
Wait, play it again?
It sounded like someone said something about hydrogen.
Yes.
And then Big Fatty. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Or a turkey.
I'm a fine believer.
I don't know. A drunken Big Fatty call? I have no clue.
Someone said something about hydrogen, and then they had the Big Fatty app, maybe. The Big Fatty app.
Well, thanks for the call.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have no idea.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2653. The BFO for Wednesday, the 28th of March, 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got more voice letters to try to catch you up on. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, planners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you planners today because on Monday night, the suits, the Pride 48 suits, minus one Joey Bukkake, because he was very busy. Very busy. We had a Pride 48 meeting. Big Fatty, shall we play the music? Sure. Y'all, we had our Pride 48 suits meeting, and y'all, get your pencils ready, cause y'all, the next State of the Station is gonna be on Sunday, April the 8th at 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, and that's coming up a week from this coming Sunday. Yes, we better gotta get through the Easter Bunny first, it's true. We'll be giving some more details on Nawlins, and we'll also be giving the dates for the upcoming Pride 48 worldwide event. Oh, Big Fatty, that's coming up during Pride Month. Big Fatty, that's June, isn't it? It is. So we'll be giving that, so you can go ahead and start making your plans, and we won't be asking the little shows if they're wanting to participate yet or not. But y'all be making your list if you're listening. Be making your list of the little shows that you can harass to be a part of that in June. And y'all, just lots of good information that'll be coming to you, and that's on Sunday, April the 8th. It's the next State of the Station, and y'all, Joey Bukkake has told us that he hopes to have the motel reservation code this week, but certainly by that April the 8th State of the Station. So y'all, the time has come. Big Fatty, the time has indeed come. We're all touching ourselves inappropriately. Big Fatty Vulgar. Today, the 28th of March. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he used to be over there at that stinky orangutans. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he had a nickname, but I don't remember what it was. But y'all, he also came to the Pride 48 at least once, maybe twice. And then she wishes, and y'all, just as nice a man as you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, it is Waylon. Oh, yes, Big Betty, he married that colored boy, is James LeRoy, right? And they've got that little baby boy who's probably a couple of years old by now, and whose name I don't remember. It's something like Skylar or Big Betty. Don't even try. You don't remember. But anyway, and y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he was up there in the Connecticut for a long time. He was in the Cola here in South Kakalaki. He was in the Hatlanta a short period of time. And now, y'all, he's moved back to the winter strawberry capital of the world. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it is none other. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it's none other than that Daniel Bieber. Big Betty, we love Daniel Bieber. It's true. And you know, he's got Big Fatty. We know he's got the humpity bumpity boyfriend now. So that means, in addition, he's gonna probably be getting some good old stuffed sausage. Big Fatty stuffed sausage. So, but y'all, if you see Waylon or Daniel Bieber on the Twitty or the Faceface, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, in addition to stuffed sausage, I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Burk. Wow, meow. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh, cooking a turkey burger and petting a kitty catamus. Just here in the Vader family compound. Just found out some interesting news, and that is, my dinner's done, apparently. That is that the drum major Kev and the Brian and Dan Beery, you know, that's the... Former number one fan of the BFO and the Flobfo, are going to be on a cruise with extra special Chris and I coming up in August. And Junior will be there too, but everyone's very concerned, I think, to let me around Junior, so probably won't see him. But anyway, so we're going to have a little BFO meet and greet on the ship. I was hoping maybe you could send a pair of your underpants or something for everyone to sign. That's what you did the last time there was a BFO meet and greet, and everyone loved it. But it's very exciting. And then Miss Bacon, and I just got off the phone with Miss Bacon, and despite what people probably think, she and I don't like, you know, chitta on the phone, you know, every day of the week. But we have settled on the cruise of a lifetime that we're gonna be taking. It's just, I don't know, it feels like I've been booking cruises left and right this year, and we, you know, several others coming up in the hopper, if you will. So very exciting, very exciting. I just wanted to point that out. Maybe can we, you think we could get like that Toppy Smelly to go or something? Because I can only imagine how that would go. There'd be stories for years on the little fart show. All right, well, I've got to eat my baked potato and turkey burger, so when Brian and Kevin and Junior see me, they won't confuse me with a beluga whale snorkeling. So, all right, gotta run. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. I know that came in weeks ago, but you know, we're just catching up now. Yes, Big Fatty with Mike and Joe. Veda, sounds to me like it's gonna be lovely. Just lovely, being on the cruise of a lifetime. Now, do you have the Crystal Penthouse on that cruise of a lifetime? It may already be taken by the Danburys. I don't, you know, the Flobfo is accustomed to a certain lifestyle. Yes, Big Fatty drunk. And as far as old Stinkpot going with you, there's not a snowball's chance in hell. Hell, that's gonna happen. There was something else that you said that I. Oh, and the underpants. I don't remember sending a underpants on for people to sign. Fanny, nothing surprising there, especially since you don't wear underpants. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Ed.
I'm so glad you could be here.
Yes, it's lovely. Where are we?
So glad you could come to my birthday party.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. Here we are on my spaceship.
The spaceship birthday party. Uh-huh.
Spaceship.
Yeah. Yes. What about sucking on my anus?
For the party.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Please come and help yourself to cake.
Yes. Where's
absolutely.
The cake? Where is it?
You love cake.
Oh, I love cake. I don't like it. I don't want to suck it out of your anus, though.
And then you are happy.
Yes. Oh, is somebody getting there?
Help yourself to drinking colas.
What?
There's even a special chair.
Oh, yes. A special like chair. Yes.
Please,
can I eat my cake on it?
If anything untoward is about to happen.
Are you going to be shaking your booty?
Everybody, the special guests of the birthday party have arrived.
Oh, I'm the special guest.
Spooky Kitty.
Yes.
I'm so happy that you all came to my birthday party.
Well, we wouldn't miss your party.
Oh, hi, Patty, it's me, Paul Charity.
Hi.
Oh, so thank you so much for coming.
Oh,
you've
yes.
You made this day, you really
oh,
have.
Oh, of yes, course.
I expect that's not the first time someone
yes,
said that.
No. Oh, absolutely not. Anyway, especially with a special chair involved.
Thank you for coming.
Yes.
I'm sorry. This is the PG rated show.
He said something about sucking an anus or something. I don't
Hi,
know.
Poodle.
What that's...
Hi. Enjoy the cake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Gosh, she's stuffing two.
Oh.
She's stuffing two slices in at one time.
Oh, yes.
Again,
why waste time? Two at a time.
Stuffing cake into her mouth.
Oh.
Golly.
Better wow. Than
what
than
does Speaker Kitty eat?
Oh, anything.
Just basic kitty food.
Oh, no. Sure.
Well, Dealey's here too, so
oh.
I hope that's my cat. I hope Dealey and Squeaky Kitty.
Oh, yes, they're over there. They're over there humping.
They don't want pussies falling out, do
we? Oh, we don't need to hear about the pussies.
Pussies falling out.
No.
Anyway, it's quite loud, isn't it? So
yes,
probably
very loud.
Probably, thank you anyway. I enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you so much.
I saw you see Uncle John around earlier, and I'm pretty sure he wants to hook
sure
up with Poodle if she's in the mood.
Big Fatty, he's a pervert.
It's quite a wild party, but then
yes,
you know,
he's
we are circling
pervert.
Around, so
probably
what
wants
do you
me
expect?
To
it's
do
Ick's
something
first birthday
vulgar
party.
With my cake.
He wants to have fun.
Oh,
Ick's
yes.
Just want to have fun.
Vulgar.
It's a song, isn't it?
It's a, yes,
almost.
It's called anyway. Vulgar Want to Have Fun.
You enjoy the
yes.
Rest of the party. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Where's the extra cake?
Thanks for coming.
Can I get a Tupperware?
Cake, need, let's get cake.
Yeah, I need Tupperware for some extra cake.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye for now, Big Fatty. Bye for now, Poodle. Well,
bye.
So you're here with me, aren't you? Oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But anyway.
Okay, bye. Yay. He's confused. Big Fatty, that music is so loud. Yes, it's just lovely. Loud but lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course, was Ick the Alien and Paul the Shy Yeti. And yes, Big Fatty, Ick had a celebration of exiting. Well, I don't know if he exits a birth canal, if he just beams up. I don't know. But yes, Big Fatty, did you tell the kid? Yeah, intergalactic cake. Yes, Big Fatty, with the buttercream frost. I think the Von Z's makes that. We can ask Taylor the latte boy. So, Ick and Paul, thank you so much for the call, and I hope there was extra cake for you to enjoy later and share with Uncle John.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I don't have a question. I don't have a CS receipt. I do have one downstairs, but I'll save that for another phone call. More just a little story I want to tell. The boy genius kind of had his first real heartbreak, in the past week and a half or so. He had apparently, through some mutual friends, met this little female who went to a school district, in a different county, but not too far away from where we live. And apparently the two of them would spend hours FaceTiming and text messaging and Snapchatting each other all the time. Like, I mean, I was constantly getting yelled at her. Mom, I'm talking to Kayla. Leave me alone. And unfortunately, he told me the other night that, and I had always been a little apprehensive about the whole situation because he is 15. He'll be 16 in September. God help us all. Because he was only 5 when he started recording their little show. And apparently, the female was turning 13 or 14 this year. And her parents didn't want her dating. And then when her parents really found out that the two of them were talking so much, the parents put the foot down and said that they couldn't talk anymore. So he was kind of heartbroken. And I felt bad that, you know, my baby boy had his first real heartbreak. I'm sure it's only going to get worse, you know, when he actually really starts dating females. But I just wanted to call and share a story and show that we're all getting really old because the boy genius is now dating, or is of dating age, and is complaining that he wants to start driving.
Oh.
God help us all. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, we can understand her. It seems to be a problem when she's reading the coupons. Yes, Big Fatty. but Princess Hannah, I know that you'll agree with Big Fatty that it may have been the first time, but it certainly won't be the last time. Love and life are both four-letter words for a reason, and so does a yes, Big Fatty, and suck is a four-letter. Anyway, but I'm sure the boy genius will rebound fine. And speaking of depressing, that the boy genius was 5 when the little show started. Dick, I see. He was 5 when this little show started, and he's now 15. Big Fatty. And by the way, good luck. Good luck with that turning 16 and wanting to drive thing. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the now-defunct Dubious Intentions. You know, that old crooked hat, Adam Burns, and Daniel Biba. Daniel and Adam, I know you're not doing the Dubious Intentions anymore, but when you listen to the BFO, I'm sure you're joined in one brain when you think.
I have no idea.
Big Fatty, nobody has any idea about this damn thing. Yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.